بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بسم الله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الخلق نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. نحب أن نستمر في درسنا في مختصر أصول أهل السنة والجماعة، وقد وصلنا إلى قول المؤلف: ونؤمن بالبعث والنشور. وقد قرأنا جزءا من هذا المتن أمس، وكذلك أخذنا ونؤمن كذلك بما يقع في ذلك اليوم من تطاير الصحف، من تطاير الصحف ومن وزن الأعمال ومن نظر إلى وجه الله عز وجل. وبإذن الله تعالى نأخذ درس جديد، وهو في إمام بصراط، وهو الجسر الممدود على متن جهنم. الحمد لله، we are continuing our lesson this morning in the summary of the creed or the fundamentals of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And we arrived at the section where the Shaykh is speaking about having Iman in Al-Ba'ath wal-Nushur, and also that which is entailed that will take place Yawm Al-Qiyamah from the receiving of each individual's book, his Hisab, and the fact that the deeds will be weighed and the believers will look at the wajh, will look at the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we have taken a portion of in our last lesson. And today, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, today by the permission of Allah, we will take a section regarding Iman in the Sirat. Iman in the Sirat, which is the Jisr, which will be the bridge that passes over Jahannam. The bridge that passes over Jahannam. We will take a lesson with regards to that, regarding Sirat, the bridge that passes over Jahannam. عِيَادٌ بِاللَّهِ. That which is between Jannah and Jahannam. But prior to that, we would like to review a portion of what we have taken yesterday. And that is الإيمان بالبعث والنشور. المؤمن يؤمن بالبعث والنشور. هذا من اعتقاد أهل السنة والجماعة. وعندما نقول أهل السنة والجماعة، لا بد أن نفهم ماذا نقصد بهذا القول، لأن بعض الناس ربما يقول: لماذا يعني هذا التفريق؟ لماذا هذه التسمية؟ أو لماذا نقول أهل السنة، نقول المسلمون؟ نحن نقول أهل السنة والجماعة لأن هذا من طريق السلف الصالح من قديم والحديث، هذه من طريقة أهل السنة أهل الحديث من قديم. وقد أخذنا في بداية الكتاب نبذة من تعريف من هم أهل السنة، ولكن اليوم بإذن الله تعالى قبل ما نبدأ الدرس يعني نشرح بدقيقتين ثلاث دقائق لمن لم يحضر من بداية الكتاب. يعني نبين ما معنى أهل السنة، لأننا نقول أهل السنة والجماعة كثيرة، لابد أن نبين لمن يحضر من جديد، من للحاضرين الذين يحضرون معنا من جديد، من هم أهل السنة. We have taken lessons with regards to the creed of Ahl Sunnah, the belief, the fundamentals of Ahl Sunnah. And we use this term Ahl Sunnah for a reason, because this is the way of the scholars of Hadith of old, from the times of before our era, from the times of the scholars and the first generations. They use Ahl Sunnah. Rather, the Prophet ﷺ used the term Sunnah, and he used the term Jama'ah. We say Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, because the Prophet ﷺ, he said, عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين عضوا عليها بالنواجذ وتمسكوا بها. نعم. وفي حديث آخر قال ستفترق أمتي على 73 فرقة كلها في النار إلا واحدة. وقالوا من هم يا رسول الله؟ قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الجماعة. قال النبي الجماعة، أي الذين يتمسكون بالقرآن والسنة ويجتمعون على ذلك هم الجماعة. This statement with regards to أهل السنة والجماعة, we've used this term a number of times, and this means the people who hold to the Qur'an and the Sunnah as understood by the Prophet's companions, عليهم رضوان الله, رضي الله عنهم. Those who follow the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, meaning the Sahaba, and they gathered upon that. And they gathered upon that. لأن some may look at this statement or think of this term as being strange. Why don't we just call ourselves Muslims? Well, this term, the Prophet ﷺ used it, and also the scholars of Hadith from generations prior to our generation have used this term. So we try to follow the best of examples. And we know the narration of the Prophet ﷺ. He said, it's upon you to follow my Sunnah. He mentioned that the people, the Muslims, it's upon all of the Muslims to follow his Sunnah, to follow his way. And the way of those, he said, and the way of my pious predecessors, rightly guided predecessors, meaning the first generation. He said, hold to it. Bite down with it with your molar teeth. So it is incumbent upon us to follow his way. Then there's another narration where the Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned that my ummah will split into 73 different sects. It's the ummah of Muhammad ﷺ. This is revelation from Allah that his ummah, the ummah of Muhammad, the Muslims, will split into 73 sects. And he said all of these different sects, meaning who ascribe themselves to Islam, will be in the hellfire. All of these different methodologies that are not according to the way of the Prophet ﷺ, all of these different methodologies will be in the hellfire, except for one. And they said, who are they, O Messenger of Allah? He said, Al-Jama'ah. He said, those Al-Jama'ah. فالمهم يا إخواننا المرى بالسنة الطريقة التي كانت عليها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه قبل ظهور البدع والخلافات. نعم. What is important is to understand when we say the Sunnah, this means that the pathway in which the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم he tread it, and his companions, they tread this way prior to the appearance of innovation and differing. This is the Sunnah. وما معنى الجماعة؟ الجماعة في الأصل القوم المجتمعون على شيء. الجماعة القوم الذين يجتمعون على شيء. When we say الجماعة, this is basically meaning people who gather upon a particular thing. الجماعة. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the Muslims to all gather upon righteousness and to be united and hold on all of us to the rope of Allah. Allah commanded this. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِلَى آخِرِ الْآيَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He commands us with having a jama'ah, being united, and not to be divided. And this is the way that the Muslims should be. They should be united, not just physically. ما لا نقص الجماعة يعني بالأجساد لا نقصد اعتقادا نكون جماعة واحدة وآراؤنا تكون رأي واحدة نعم وأقوى يكون يعني لا يكون أقوال مختلفة بيننا في العقائد وهذا هو السبب نأخذ مختصر أصول أهل السنة والجماعة من أجل أن نفهم ما هي الطريقة التي كانت عليها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالاعتقاد. It is important for the Muslims to be united, not just physically united in body, but be united in creed, be united in our beliefs, to be united with having the same positions, the same opinions, the same views. Be united. And the best of that which we can unite upon is that which the people of the past of righteousness united upon. In creed, in proper creed. This is the reason why we're studying مختصر أصول أهل السنة والجماعة. This is why we're studying the summary of the beliefs of the summary of the beliefs of the fundamentals of the people of the Sunnah and those who hold on to the Sunnah. نرجو أن هذا مفهوم بارك الله فيكم. We trust in Allah that this is understood. وقال الشيخ حفظه الله الشيخ عبد الحميد الحجوري حفظه الله ونؤمن بالبعث والنشور ثم ذكر قول الله عز وجل ونفخ في الصور فإذا هم من الأجداث إلى ربهم ينسلون قالوا يا ويلنا من بعثنا من مرقدنا هذا ما وعد الرحمن وصدق المرسلون إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فإذا هم جميع لدينا محضرون. الله سبحانه وتعالى he mentions in the Quran with regards to the Ba'ath. When Nushur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned, and when the trumpet is blown, وَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ. And behold, they will come out from their graves and go to their Lord. And they will go, يَنْسِلُونَ, they will walk to their Lords, rush to their Lords. قالوا يا ويلنا من بعثنا من مرقدنا هذا. They would say, woe to us, who raised us up from our sleep. هذا ما وعد الرحمن وصدق المرسلون. This is that which الرحمن, the most gracious, has promised. وصدق المرسلون. And those who were sent from the messengers, they spoke the truth. And the messengers, they spoke the truth. إِن كَانَتْ إِلَّا صَيْحَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ. And it will be a single shout. فَإِذَا هُمْ جَمِيعٌ لَدَيْنَا مُحْضَرُونَ. And they will all be brought before us. They will all be brought up before us. هذا كلام الله عز وجل. لا يجوز خلاف هذه العقيدة الصحيحة. It is not permissible. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned. That everyone will be brought out of their graves. And those who were upon deviance, they would be very uncomfortable regarding the punishment. قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا مَنْ بَعْثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا. They say, woe to us who brought us out, who raised us up from our sleep. And then it would be known in that day that this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most Merciful, has decreed, and this is what the prophets and the messengers have spoke of. وَنَحْنُ نُؤْمِنُ كَذَلِكَ بِالتَّطَايرِ الصُّحُفِ قَالَ الشَّيْخُ وَنُؤْمِنُ كَذَلِكَ بِمَا يَقَعْ فِي ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ مِنْ تَطَايرِ الصُّحُفِ وَمِنْ وَزْنِ الْأَعْمَالِ وَمِنْ النَّظْرِ إِلَى وَجْهِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. The Shaykh, he mentioned, we also believe in that which will take place on that day, meaning Yawm al-Qiyamah, from the receiving of the records, from the receiving of the tablets or the books, as some would say in English. ما معنى تطاير الصحف بمعنى تطاير صحائف الأعمال تطاير صحائف الأعمال فكما ذكرنا أمس فالمؤمن يأخذ كتابه بيمينه وغيره أي الكفار يأخذون كتبهم بشمائلهم. As we mentioned with regards to reception or receiving the records, this is the records of deeds that each individual will receive. Everything that he's done in this earth, he will receive his own record. He will receive his book of deeds. As far as with the believer, he will receive his book with his right hand, and he will be pleased with that which he received. سَيَفْرَحُ بِحِسَابَهُ كَمَا قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا وَيَنْقَلِبُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا. As we mentioned the statement where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells us that the believer, Allah has told us that the believer, when he receives his book of deeds, he will be content, he will be happy. As Allah says, whoever receives their book, as far as with those who receive their book with their right hand, then he will be pleased with his record. يُحَاسَبْ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا. It will be an easy account. It will be an easy account for him. وَيَنْقَلِبُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا. He will turn back to his family happy. He will be happy regarding that which he has received. أَمَّا الْكَافِرِ أَمَّا الَّذِي مِنَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ فَلَا يَكُونْ فَرْحًا بَلْ يُرِيدُ الْمَوْتِ لِأَنَّهُ يَرَى خَسَارَتَهُ عِنْدَمَا يَسْتَلِمْ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ مِنْ وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِهِ. As far as with the disbeliever, he's going to wish that he didn't exist. He's going to wish that he never received this account when he receives his deeds, his book of deeds, with his left hand from behind his back. نعم كما قال الله عز وجل وأما من أوتي كتابه وراء ظهره فسوف يدعو ثبورا. As far as with the one who receives his book of deeds from behind his back, he will make dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned he will make dua wishing for his destruction. فَسَوْفَ يَدْعُو ثُبُورًا أَيْ يَدْعُو لِحَلَاكِهِ. This individual, he will wish that he did not exist. He will wish for his destruction at that moment. He will wish that he did not receive that which he has received from his book of bad deeds. وقال الله تعالى ووضع الكتاب فترى المجرمين مشفقين مما فيه ووضع الكتاب فترى المجرمين مشفقين مما فيه. And when the book will be put, or when the book will be given, you will see the mujrimeen, the wrongdoers, mushfiqeen, meaning a fear, mimma fihi, regarding that is which is in it. They will be fearful regarding that which is in their books. وَيَقُولُونَ يَا لَيْتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ. They will say, woe to me. They will say, woe to me. They will wish that they were destroyed. What is with this book? What is with this book? لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرًا. It doesn't leave it out any minor or major, any big or small thing. إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. Except it's in detail. بِمَعْنَى أَعْمَالُهُ سَتَكُونْ وَاضِحَ فِي ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ. أَعْمَالُهُ لَا يَسْتَطِيعْ أَنْ يُكَذِّبْ مَا فِيهِ. Everything that he did in detail, whether if it's small or big, it's going to be in this book. لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. There is nothing that will be left out of this book of deeds. Nothing minor or major. Nothing small or big. وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. And he would find that which he did placed in front of him. The kuffar, those wrongdoers, people who have oppressed and transgressed the bounds of Allah, committed shirk, and oppressed the people, and did wrong and spread mayhem throughout the earth, they will find in their book everything that they did from evil. The oppression of the Muslims, they will find it in their book of deeds. Allah will make it clear to every individual that which they have done. And Allah does not wrong anyone. كما قال الله عز وجل ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا. They will find that which is placed in front of them. It will be placed in front of them. Everything that they did, it will be in their book of deeds. And Allah, as He says, وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. And your Lord does not oppress anyone. Allah does not oppress or wrong anyone. فقال الشيخ ومن وزن الأعمال. من وزن الأعمال يقصد وزن الأعمال يكون هو ميزان حقيقي. الميزان حقيقي. وكل الأعمال توزن به. كل أعمال العباد توزن بالميزان. The scale of deeds. Here meaning the scale of the deeds of mankind. And this is a real scale. يعني ميزان حقيقي. This is a real scale. This is not a metaphorical scale. This is a real scale. And it's a great scale. And this is the scale that all of the deeds of creation will be weighed on it. وقال الشيخ ومن النظر إلى وجه الله عز وجل. قال الله عز وجل وجوه يومئذ ناظرة إلى ربها ناظرة. And the Shaykh, he mentioned, and looking at the face of Allah. This is from those matters which the believer will be able to see. The believer will be able to see, looking at Allah's face, وَجِهِ الْكَرِيمِ. قَالَ اللَّهُ, and he mentioned the statement of Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَةٌ. Faces that day will be illuminating. إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٌ. Looking at its Lord. They'll be looking at their Lord. This is a real nazar. This is a nazar haqiqi. This is a real looking at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وفي الحديث أما إنكم سترون ربكم كما ترون هذا لا تضامون وفي رواية لا تضاهون في رؤيته فإن استطعتم أن لا تغلبوا على صلاة قبل طلوع الشمس وقبل غروبها فافعلوا. Then the Shaykh, he mentioned the hadith that came in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, hadith Jarir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu anhu. He mentioned the statement where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, verily you are going to see your Lord. أَمَا إِنَّكُمْ سَتَرَوْنَ رَبَّكُمْ كَمَا تَرَوْنَ هَذَا. He said, verily you all are going to see your Lord as you all see this moon, and in the moon Laylatul Badr. He said, verily you will see your Lord as we see this moon. Meaning, we see the Lord of everything in existence as we see the moon in this dunya. It's going to be a realistic sighting. It's going to be a realistic, it's not something metaphorical. Na'am. Isa la tudamun. Said there will be no doubt about seeing it. And then there's another narration. La tudahun. Meaning you will have no difficulty. La tudahun fi ru'yati. You have no difficulty in seeing him subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنْ اسْتَطَعْتُمْ أَنْ لَا تُغْلَبُوا عَلَى صَلَاةٍ قَبْلِ طُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ وَقَبْلِ غُرُوبِهَا فَافْعَلُوا. Then the Prophet ﷺ, he said, if you have the ability to not be prevented from the salah before the sunrise, meaning salat al-fajr, وَقَبْلِ غُرُوبِهَا, and the salawat, yani, other than it, from salat al-asr, and from salat al-maghrib, it's important to do so. He said, فَفْعَلُوا, then do so. ثُمَّ قَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ قَبْلَ طُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ وَقَبْلَ غُرُوبِهَا. هذا الحديث متفق عليه كما ذكرنا. Then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he mentioned the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where he said, glorify the praises of your Lord قَبْلَ طُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ, before the sunrise. This shows the importance. هذه الآية تبين لنا أهمية أذكار الصباح. أهمية أذكار الصباح. بعدما نصلي صلاة الفجر مفروض الجلوس في مقام الصلاة وذكر الله عز وجل. يعني it is incumbent and very important to do the أذكار in the morning and to do أذكار at night. Based on the statement where Allah commands, وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ, glorify the praise of your Lord, قَبْلَ طُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ, before the sunrise, وَقَبْلَ غُرُوبِهَا, and before the sunset, before the sunset, بِمَعْنَى بَيْنَ الْعَصْرِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ, meaning between the Salat al-Asr and Salat al-Maghrib. This is where the adhkar takes place of doing tasbih, saying subhanallah wa bihamdihi, even subhanallah al-azim, this is tasbih. And saying subhanallah in general, this is tasbih. This hadith, yani, هذا hadith متفقون عليه. This hadith came Bukhari and Muslim. وقال الله عز وجل, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned the statement of Allah, وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا. وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as translated, he says, and we shall set up, yani, al-mawazin al-qist, yani, dawat al-adl. We will set up the balance of scales, the balance of justice. لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ, on the day of judgment, on the day of resurrection. فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا, no soul will be wronged. No soul will be wronged. No one will be dealt with unjustly in anything. On that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give everyone their due right, and he will judge everyone according to justice. نعم هذا الحديث دليل هذه الآية دليل على الميزان هذا دليل على أن وزن الأعمال ستكون يوم القيامة. This is a proof, this verse that came in Surah Al-Anbiya, verse number 47, is a proof that the deeds will be on scales. The deeds will be put on scales. And no one will be wrong. Everyone will see, receive the balance of justice. نعم. وهناك حديث مشهور عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه الذي جاء عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه في البخاري. الشيخ ما ذكره ولكن هذا الحديث دليل على أن الأعمال توزن. حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال كلمتان خفيفتان على اللسان ثقيلتان في الميزان ثقيلتان في الميزان حبيبتان إلى الرحمن فقال سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم. There's a hadith that comes to mind with regards to the scales of deeds. The fact that the deeds will be weighed is the hadith that came in Sahih Bukhari on the authority of Abi Huraira radiallahu anhu, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said there is two words, two statements that is light on the tongue. And خفيفتان على اللسان ثقيلتان في الميزان. He said these two words, these two statements, it's light on the tongue, meaning it's easy to say. ثقيلتان في الميزان, and it's heavy on the scale, meaning heavy on the scale of good deeds. حبيبتان إلى الرحمن, and beloved, these two statements are beloved to the most merciful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, saying, the statement of saying, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi wa subhanallah al-azim. Saying, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi wa subhanallah al-azim. نعم, هذا الدليل على أن الأعمال توزن والدعاء من الأعمال الصالحة. This is from the proof that deeds will be weighed. And dua, no doubt, making invocation, making supplication, is from those deeds which are heavy on the scale of good deeds with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الشيخ وقال الله عز وجل فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَيَقُولُ هَاءُ مُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَ. He mentioned the statement of Allah, where he says, as far as with the one who's given his book with his right hand, he will say, هَاءُ مُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَ. يعني هَاءُ مُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَ بمعنى يعني تعالوا أو خذوا اقرأوا كتابي اقرأوا كتابي, بمعنى أنه سيفرح بما يرى في كتابه. يقول هَاءُ مُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَ, أي بمعنى تعالوا أو انظروا خذوا اقرأوا كتابي. كتابية هذا الهاء هاء السكت, هذه هاء هاء السكت كتابية. يعني الله سبحانه وتعالى he mentions that as far as with those who receive their book with the right hand, they receive their record with the right hand, they will say هاءُ, يعني هاءُ مقرأُ. They say تعالوا, or they say خذوا, and they come. Look, take, اقرأوا, read my book, اقرأوا كتابيا, read my book, read my record. It shows that they will be proud of that which they see in their book of deeds. نعم. And the Shaykh, he mentioned the statement of Allah, إني ظننت أني ملاق حسابيا. This is what the person of truth, the person who receives his book with his good with his right hand, what do you say? Inni dhanantu anni mulaqin hisabiya. Say, verily I thought, meaning made, yani here, inni dhanantu bima'na alimtu, anni mulaqin hisabiya. A, inni alimtu, anni sa'ajidu hisabiya. A, bi'annani sa'uhasib fil akhirah. أنني أبعث يوم القيامة وأحاسب على أعمالي في الآخرة. هذا المعنى. إني ظننت أني ملاق حسابي. بمعنى إني علمت أني سأجد يوم القيامة وأبعث وأحاسب في الآخرة. The statement where the person who receives his deeds with his right hand, he would say, verily I knew, inni dhanantu. Here, dhan does not mean shak. Dhan, inni dhanantu, ليس بمعنى shak هنا في هذه الآية. لأن الظن أحيانا هذه الكلمة تأتي بمعنى علم, بمعنى علم يقيني. This word, inni dhanantu, like, it does not mean I thought, from the aspect of having doubt. Here means I know, meaning verily I knew, إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَ. Saying verily I knew that I will find that I will be raised up and I will find that I will be held accountable with regards to my deeds in the next life. This is the statement of the person of Islam, the person of clarity, that he knew that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold him accountable for his deeds, so he acted accordingly. فَلِذَٰلِكْ يَفْتَخِرْ بِمَا يَجِدْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And because of this, he's proud of that which he finds from his deeds of righteousness, يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, the Day of Judgment. وقال تعالى وأما من أوتي كتابه بشماله فيقول يا ليتني لم أوت كتابيا ولم أدر ما حسابيا يا ليتها كانت القاضية. Subhanallah. And as far as with the disbeliever or the person who spread mayhem and did mischief actions of deviance and committed crimes against the law of Allah, lived in sin and transgression, what will he say? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions, وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ. As far as with the one who receives his book, he receives his record with his left hand, فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوتَ كِتَابِيَ. He will say, I wish I would have not been given my record. He will wish that he was not given his record. He will wish that it never existed. وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَ. And he wished that he would have never known how his account was. He said, and I wish that I had never known how my account is. وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَ. يَا لَيْتَهَا كَانَتِ الْقَاضِيَ. Say, whoa, I wish I had not been, I wish I had seen my death. يعني لأن القاضية, القاضية بمعنى القاطعة. القاضعة لحياة الدنيا سيرجو أنه لم يعيش ويرجو أنه لا يكون في حياة الدنيا, يعني يقصد ب يعني أن يموت الموتة الأولى, لأنه يقول ولم أدري ما حسابي يا ليتها كانت القاضية, يعني يرجو ويتمنى في ذلك الوقت أن يكون الموتة الأولى لأنه أخف. نحن نخاف من موتة الأولى وأولئك سيخافون مما هو بعده, مما هو بعد الموتة الأولى. سبحان الله. يقول يا ليتها كانت القاضية. القاضية بمعنى القاطعة, القاطعة للحياة الدنيا أبدا, يعني الموتة الأولى. They will say, I wish I had never known my account, ولم أدري ما حسابي. يا ليتها كانت القاضية. Well, I wish it had been my first death. I wish it had been my death. I wish I would receive my death, meaning my first death. Meaning my death after the light, after the life of this world. And many people, they wish that they will never see the death. They want to live on this earth. And this is, in general, most of mankind want to live on this earth. And they're afraid of death. But the kuffar, they will be afraid of that which comes after death. They're afraid of the death from this world, and they will be more, they will wish that they will return back and receive that painful punishment of the first death, because the punishment of the hellfire is far more worse after receiving their deeds with their left hand from behind their back. نعم. وقال, قال الشيخ, ونؤمن بالصراط وهو الجسر الممدود على متن جهنم. قال الله عز وجل, وإن منكم إلا واردها كان على ربك حتما مقضيا ثم ننجي الذين اتقوا ونذر الظالمين فيها جثيا. الله سبحانه وتعالى, from that which is from the creed of Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah, from the usul, from the fundamentals of the creed of the people of the Sunnah, is they believe in the Sirat. They believe in the Sirat. The Sirat, and when we say Sirat, this means Al-Jisr. The Sirat is the path, it's the bridge. And it's the path, it's the bridge that passes over Jahannam. عِيَادَ بِاللَّهِ. We ask Allah for His protection. السِّرَاط هو الجسر الممدود على متن جهنم. يعني the Sirat is a bridge that passes over Jahannam. و النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بين لنا في يعني بين لنا أوصاف هذا الصراط. والله عز وجل قبل ذلك الشيخ ذكر قول الله عز وجل, وهذه الآية دليل على الجسر على الصراط, في قوله عز وجل, وَإِن مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا. This verse that the Shaykh he mentioned is a proof from the proofs, and the proofs are many regarding the Sirat, the Jisr, the bridge that everyone must cross over. And the proof of this, that everyone must cross over it, is the statement of Allah, وَإِن مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned, and there is none from you except He will pass over it. كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا. يعني هذه الآية, وَإِن مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا, ما معنى هذا؟ وَمَا مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا, وَمَا مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا, بمعنى ما منكم إلا الورود, وما إلا ما منكم إلا واردها, ما معنى هذه؟ ما منكم إلا, وإن منكم إلا واردها, بمعنى ما منكم إلا وهو يمر على الصراط. لأن الورود هنا إلا واردها, وارد من الورود, والورود هو المرور. الورود هنا المرور على الصراط. ثم قال الله عز وجل كان على ربك حتما مقضيا. كان على ربك أي يعني ما معنى حتما مقضية؟ كان على ربك حتما مقضية أي حتما مقضية بمعنى أمرا واجبا واقعا لا محالة. شيء الله عز وجل جعله شيء جعل الله عز وجل جعله واجبا. حتما مقضية بمعنى أمرا واجبا. نعم شيء الله عز وجل جعله واجبا واقعا لا محالة له لا محالة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there is not one from you except he will pass over the bridge. إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا except he will pass over it. And this is something upon your Lord that he has made to take place, that it's going to happen. There is no avoiding it. There's no avoiding the passing over this bridge. Everyone will pass over it. والجسر الذي بين الجنة والنار يمر الناس عليها كل الناس كله على قدر أعمالهم على قدر أعمالهم. فمنهم من يمر كلمح البصر ومنهم من يمر كالبرق ومنهم من يمر كالريح ومنهم من يمر كالفرس الجواد ومنهم من يمر يعني يزحف زحفا ومنهم من يخطف خطفا ويلقى في النار. يعني على حسب الشخص على حسب الناس وأعمالهم التي قاموا بها في الدنيا. This bridge, everyone has to pass over it. And this bridge, it's between Jannah and Jahannam, which all of mankind has to pass over, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in this verse that we just mentioned. And everyone will pass, their passing, the speed of their passing, or their ability or inability of their passing, will be according to their deeds. No one will be successful at passing this bridge, except for the believers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who committed to La ilaha illallah, anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. No one will pass over it, except for the believers. No one will have the success of passing over except for the believers. Some will pass like the blink of an eye. And some will pass like the lightning. And some will pass like a strong wind. And some will pass like a swift, fast horse. And some will walk across. Meshian, yani yamshi, meshian. And some will cross with difficulty. Some will cross being as if they're being dragged or as if they're dragging their bodies. And some will pass as if some will pass with difficulty, and some will try to pass and they will fall down into the hellfire that's below. عياذ بالله. وَإِن مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا وَكَانَ عَلَى رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا. This is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for everyone to have to experience. This shows us the importance. هذا يرينا أهمية اجتهاد في طاعة الله بذل الجهد في طاعة الله عز وجل واجب علينا جميعا لأن كلنا لابد أن نمر على هذا الصراط على هذا الصراط. It's incumbent upon all of us to work hard. It's a reminder for all of us to work hard in doing righteous deeds and to please our Lord. Because we must all pass over this bridge. And based on our closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will be how easy the passing will be. Na'am. ثم قال الله عز وجل ثم ننجي الذين اتقوا ونذر الظالمين فيها جثيا. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions after وَإِن مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَى رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا. قال الله ثم ننجي الذين اتقوا ونذر الظالمين وَنَذَرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا جَثِيًّا. ما معنى ثُمَّ نُنَجِّي الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا؟ أي ثُمَّ نُخْرِجُ عُصَاةَ الموحدين من النار. لأن هناك من الموحدين يدخلون النار وهناك من لا يدخل بإذن الله تعالى. الله عز وجل يقول ثم ننجي الذين اتقوا ونذر الظالمين فيها جثيا. ما معنى ونذر الظالمين فيها جثيا؟ بمعنى نذر الظالمين أي نترك الظالمين، نترك المشركين فيها جثيا، أي باقين جاثين على ركبهم لا يقدرون على الخروج من النار، لا يخرجون، لا يقدرون على الخروج من النار أبدا. الله عز وجل يترك الظالمين في جهنم جثية باقين جاثين على ركبهم لا يقدرون على الخروج من النار. الله سبحانه وتعالى says then we will give success to those who had taqwa, meaning those from the muwahideen. Those who, there are some who will have to go to the hellfire. Some from the muwahideen will have to go to the hellfire for purification, for cleansing themselves from the sins that they have committed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ نُنَجِّي الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. Meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this statement, Allah is telling us that He will bring out from the hellfire those sinners from the muwahideen, from those who committed sins. He will bring them out of the hellfire. And as far as with the kuffar, Allah mentions, وَنَذَرُ الظَّالِمِينَ جِثِيَّةً وَنَذَرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا جِثِيَّةً. And we will leave the oppressors, the polytheists, the evildoers, we will leave them in the hellfire. يَفِيهَا أَيْهَا أَيْنَا أَنَّار. We leave them in the hellfire. جِثِيَّة. جِثِيَّة means they will be left in the hellfire, humbled on their knees. Humbled on their knees, and they will not be able to leave out of the hellfire. And they will be in punishment. They will be being punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Humbled to their knees. They will be put on their knees, being punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a position where there's no leaving the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فقال شيخ فلا يدخل أحد الجنة إلا من طريق هذا الصراط الذي نصبه الله عز وجل على متن جهنم ولا يجوزه غير المؤمنين وأول من يجيزه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأمته على ما تقدم. And then the sheikh, he mentioned that no one will enter into paradise except for, no one will enter into paradise except by way of this sirat, this bridge, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it to be over the pathway or over the pathway of Jahannam. He made it to be on top or above a fire. It will be above a fire. وَلَا يَجُوزُهُ غَيْرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. No one's capable of passing this bridge except for the believer. Except for the believers. And the first of those who will pass it is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his ummah and his nation. As what we have taken, وَبِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى نَسْتَمِرْ. في بعض الفوائد متعلقة بهذه الفوائد إن شاء الله غدا. We'll finish with some of the lessons, some of the benefits associated with this benefit that we have taken today, إن شاء الله. Tomorrow, same time, same place, بإذن الله تعالى. نسأل الله عز وجل لنا ولكم التوفيق والسداد والثبات حتى الممات والحمد لله رب العالمين.